It's Tuesday morning. It's just before 8 o'clock. Mick.
Hey.
On Bear Country 95.3. Mick from Montague Webworks. And lately, we've been learning something, right?
We've been doing a little bit of schooling here.
Yeah, schooling. That's what I was thinking.
That's the word. So this is episode 5.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We're keeping track of the episodes.
That's right. So the last 2 weeks, we talked about Google. We talked about Google My Business, which is their database, like way of keeping track of all businesses, and it's the sort of nugget, the source of a search. Starts there for them. And then Google Analytics, where you can track, and they help track, like, who's been to your website and what they're doing when they're there and all that and where they came from on planet Earth. So now I'm going to sort of take a slight detour and talk again a little bit about the content of your website. We talked in the first couple of episodes about properly tagging the title and all that. But now the thing that matters the most is the content on your website, and specifically the fact that it changes and then it keeps growing. Google loves that. They hit your site every night around midnight or 1 o'clock or something, and they just rifle through everything you got, make a copy of it in their database so people can search through that. And it's important, and it really does add, it raises you up in the search results if it looks like the website is being tended to.
How many changes do we have to do?
I would say at least once a week, something changes on the sites. They go, oh, there's an update. Oh, there was an up. You know, something changed. But what they really like is more and new content. So if you've got a blog aspect to your site, don't let it sit fallow. Do something. You know, a blog, people expect it to be updated weekly. News items, something in our own Rocket Fusion software, we've got a news feature at least once a month, if not every 2 weeks. And then those things can also be emailed out. And then people get them in their inbox, and they click on the link, they come back to your website. That's great. And you can share it to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all these other places. And that's good because you're creating inbound links to your website. But just adding calendar items and adding news items that talk about your business or things going on in your industry is critical because it makes the ball of foil larger. Each, you know, the deck, the hand that you have, every news item, every other, you know, page that you create is another card in your deck of things that Google can find and search and more search terms. So it's critical to not just set up a website and then walk away.
Right. It's maintain your website.
Maintain.
Add to your website.
Add to your website. Freshen it. Get rid of stuff that doesn't apply anymore if you've changed
new photos.
Services. Photos are good. Yeah. And Google has made a change to their Google image search and usage thing, and we'll talk about that probably next week.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Mick is from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store, which, by the way, is in 50% mode right now.
Yeah.
March Madness, as we call it. So make sure you're looking around our 30% off store and doing some serious saving. Remember, Montague Webworks, the gift certificates that are featured over at the store, people use them for services, creating websites, some consultation, that type of thing.
That's right. They buy them and they give them to me, and we help them set up their Google Analytics or their Google My Business records, or help do writing on their website, just, you know, like the things we've been talking about for the past few weeks.
Yep.
Or set up a brand new website, or move over your old one because you hate it. And it's hard to work with, and we give you something simple to work with, and we support it. So,
Mick from Montague Webworks, be well, my friend.
You too.
It's Bear Country 95.3.